Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, yes, it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Alan Fleming. I have to take you back to the Central Heating album from 1977. Music from Heatwave, beautiful song called Star of the Story. Good evening to you. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me. You can go to, if you're on Facebook, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend, you know how it goes. Also, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to donate to the show or support the show by getting some good merchandise, some nice little Solar Records Radio merchandise. Or again, you can go to our I'm lost for words right now. You can go to the Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word, if you want to donate to the show. Again, thank you for all those who've donated and all those who've supported the show. Got music on the way. We got some, we got some 90s jams. We got some Horace Brown on the way. We got some Jeff Redd on the way. Some Shalamar on the way. And I might hook up some Cameo if you're nice. So, great show earlier today. 3 p.m., of course. This is it for around the first hour. I got a chance to host it. Wardell came in a little later, and then, of course, he took over the show. Of course, shout out to Phoenix, man. It was a great topic. Just a beautiful, beautiful conversation. And again, I want to thank everyone for or at least engaging in the chat room and whatnot. Again, catch the show Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, he's doing a little different, kind of giving a little This Is It vibes for the first hour from 3 to 4, and then from 4 to 5, myself, I come in, and we just play music and all that good stuff. And then the next show, Throwback Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m., that's what I have. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And then not only you get two shows, you get three shows on Thursday. Not one, not two, but three. Of course, shout out to Mr. Goldie Mac, the brother man. Goldie Mac, of course, check out Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack every Thursday from 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's playing a lot of great, great funk jams. But you know what? You didn't come here and hear me talk. You didn't come here to hear me talk. Let's go ahead. Let's start off some 90s, man. Let's give you a classic from the group High Five, of course, produced by Teddy Riley. Guys, this is their signature hit. This is called I Like the Way. It's called The Kissing Game. Simple as that. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
could never buy your love. No.
I'm just wondering if
Wow, I love that song, man. I got to take you back to the Look album. That was music from Shalimar from 1983. That is called Over and Over. Man, I love that. But let me go do the recap. And I got Wardell on. We'll do the recap. Before that, from 1992, I had to hook up from the Mo Money soundtrack. Mo Money, 1992. That was my senior year in high school. That was Money Can't Buy You Love. It started off the block. The Kissing Game, I like the way from High Five, had two of the original members on my show, my radio show a few years back, and Tristan and Marcus. They were just amazing. Hopefully I can get them back on, but on Solar Records Radio, you never know. But yes, the man of the hour is here hanging out with me, of course, Wardell Potts. Man, what a show earlier today, man. Shout out to you for giving me the opportunity to go into that realm, getting me to go into some unfamiliar territory. I think I did pretty good, if you don't mind me saying so.
You did excellent, man, and that was great listening to the show. You and Phoenix, it was awesome, man, and that, I loved it, you know, having two intellects on there sharing some wisdom, and it was a blessing to a lot of us, so thank you for doing that. I appreciate you stepping in.
Man, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, man. You know, but I got to go back. You know, I just played over and over from the Look album, 1983 album. What a great album, man. I mean, Dead Giveaway and just over and over. It was just a lot of great music on that. And that was around the time, of course, the early 80s, you had like that new wave sound. So a lot of that new wave was incorporated into a lot of, you know, R&B music at the time. And this album was to me, that fusion. What can you tell me a little bit of? Because you played on this album. You played drums on a few of those songs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about
that.
That
was me that was just playing. Go ahead with your question first.
No. I just wanted to kind of know, you know, what was your whole thing about that whole fusion, mixing wave into that was not only just the synthetic, you know, the synthesizer funk going into that new wave. What did you think about that fusion? What was your whole viewpoint of it? I'd love to kind of feed your, check your brain on that.
Well, you know, I wasn't into the new wave, but some of the guys around
ain't nothing wrong with that. A lot of people weren't because that came from, you know, a lot of people kind of frowned upon it because it came from the earlier, in the earlier 70s, or at least going into the late 70s, it came from like that punk era, you know, the CBGBs, and, you know, you had the Ramones and things like that. So a lot of people felt like they didn't want to associate with that because it was not the spiked hair and the, you know, it was frowned upon in a lot of more polished R&B artists, but I mean that whole fusion thing, again, I don't want to take any words from, you know, take anything out of what you thought about it, but I just wanted to just let the people know that it did kind of come from that underground punk scene in the late 70s.
Well, you know, I was not really into it as a creator, but, you know, some of the other guys in my posse, you know, they were, and I applauded them, and I played on some of the songs with them. As a matter of fact, when we did Janet's album, Foster Silvers did one of those type of grooves as well. And so it was it was just something that, for me, it was just, I was just saying, when it came out, I was just checking it out from a distance, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, that's something different. But it wasn't like something that I jumped at and said, yeah, I got to do this. I got to be a part of this. And so, but anyway, I enjoy other people enjoying it. And, you know, and I it's awesome.
Well, again, you make a lot of, I mean, again, you're not the only one that kind of had those sentiments about, you know, about just how new wave kind of just fused into a lot of R&B and pop funk. You know, I thought it was something new. I was young, so I embraced it. Kind of like, you know, in a way, being young, I embraced disco. I didn't understand just the nuances, how a lot of people frowned on disco because of just the repetitive syncopations and things like that. You know, again, get a little more technical, but, you know, As a kid, that Look album, and you know, a lot of, you know, the O'Briens who did it, and if I'm not mistaken, even some level of Earth, Wind and Fire that did it in the early 80s. Of course, Let's Groove Tonight and songs like that. You know, a lot of people, and that, again, it's subjective, you know, but I felt that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people kind of embraced it because, to me, not only just the artist reputation, the credibility of the artist that we grew up loving, you know, kind of tried it out and just, you know, kind of stuck their toe in the water of it, so to say. But the fact that, you know, we just felt that, you know, if Earth, Wind and Fire is doing it, something, you know, something's got to be, right about it. But again, I understand just the whole issue of the punk scene, that a lot of people just did not really go for it, and they did not really go for like that fusion sound. Like, it's kind of like me, you know, in some cases, you know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm not trying to crap on rap music or anything like that, because I grew up in the, you know, I'm from the hip hop generation. But, you know, when you felt that a lot of that was incorporating into a lot of R&B, and R&B was losing its identity. I felt that R&B started to lose its identity because it kept fusing into it, because when we talked, me and Linda, you and I and Linda Carrier had these conversations many times, you know, the exception, you know, it was an exception to the norm, and now it's become the norm. And now R&B is just kind of, I felt that it now it's just lost its identity, and I can understand people frowning. I can understand, I may not agree with it, but I can understand people's frowning of punk music that went into new wave. So, but again, it's all subjective at the end of the day.
Amen. You know, when we were doing the Shalimar's album, Shalimar, we wanted to have a different flavor. And so not only did we have like a new wave kind of thing happening, but we also had a little rock edge that was starting to happen as well. And so and I got to, you know, play on all of it because I was the drummer for, you know, Solar
yeah,
at the time.
Were.
So I was,
right.
You know, but it was great. But also they started bringing in sequencers and drum machines also. And so things were starting to change, you know, for the musician. And that part of it kind of made me a little, you know, because I have to look at, this is what I do. This is who I am. And when a machine comes in to take over that, you know, it's something to think about as a musician, like, you know, our livelihood. I didn't think at that time that the machines would last as long as they did, but it put a lot of musicians out of work, and that, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. But you know, country music and rock music and gospel and praise and worship music continue to use real drummers, you know, whether it's R&B and you know, and some other stuff, other types of music didn't. They used drum machines, like dance music, which was called disco music before, and so it kind of had a different kind of, you know, for me, you know, you were young guy growing up, and it was like exciting for you, and for me, it was a way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we had totally two different
motives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, So, but at the end of the day, it did what it did, and it's all good. New Wave didn't hang out too
long.
You
made a living out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we can. You know, some people really liked it, and so I'm happy that the people that liked it got what they liked, and. And the people that produced it and wrote it got what they liked out of it. It just wasn't for me. Like, if I go back to listen to old school, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for those R&B grooves, man. That, you know, that's just what makes me happy. But I also like pop old school songs too. So you know that because when you heard me play Canary in the Coal Mine, you're like, what is Wardell playing? You know, that's by Police, by the way.
But you know what's crazy is it's, you know, I grew up, you know, of course I grew up in the late 70s and into the 80s. And, you know, it was about before we had, you know, music videos, or when we had music videos, it was a lot of rock artists. A lot of black artists didn't really get, you didn't really see, as far as from an aesthetic viewpoint, you didn't see a lot of black artists and R&B artists in the music video. From a music video perspective, you just heard them on the radio. You know, you heard it on black radio in your town. And watching the videos and watching the Friday night videos and the night tracks, even before MTV, you know, it was about the, you know, the Sex Pistols and I had mentioned earlier the Ramones and the Clash and all of these groups that I loved, like going into the 80s, Duran Duran and Culture Club and Pat Benatar in Chicago, you know, these different type of groups, you know, that, you know, of course, quote unquote, white artists, you know, played a lot of that rock music. I grew up loving. So I come from a more than just that one dimension of, you know, just that R&B and whatever. But I think, you know, when you try to cross, I use the word cross pollinate those genres, the initial genre loses its identity. And I feel that it loses its identity. So I just, you know, sometimes, again, it's great. It's an exception to the norm. But when it becomes the norm, you know, a lot of people want to go back to, you know, go back to that original polished sound, but a lot of people don't know how now because of technology. You know, they have to improvise a different sound, and that's what's so frustrating about it. In from my perspective, but I can talk your head off about this, man. You've done me a great favor. Of course, this next block is all you. So if you can, man, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but just do the honors for the people, and I really appreciate you, what you're doing, because, of course, this is you, too. This is your show, too. So do your thing, man.
Man. Well, guys, I'm excited to do this. So I get to do a block in your show. That's awesome. All right, my brother.
Hey.
So, you know, so I want to start this block off with the drummer that I admire and enjoy, Mr. Steve Arrington. And you know, he and I were hitting the charts at the same time, and then he decided to step up and be the lead singer of Slave, and then he decided to do his own solo thing. And so, man, oh man, Steve Arrington put it down. So let's get right down to it. Thank you for tuning in. Here we go.
Make you feel alright. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give you anything you want. money, honey, if that's what you need to make you want to be with me. I let the next just love affair tonight. I said I feel alright.
Take me to your heart.
check this out, this last song I want to play for you guys. Well, the last song in this block is what I'm saying. I want to play a song that Michael Jackson dedicated to Sammy Davis Jr. for his birthday. And it was a very beautiful, emotional, and respectful moment. So join me. Or the venues that they performed in, and so they were a lot of moms that would allow for, you know, they had these homes around the country where entertainers would come and stay at their homes as opposed to staying in hotels. And so,
yeah.
And so one time Sammy Davis Jr. was at, you know, performing at a bar, and they, you know, he asked for a glass of beer, and he went to start to drink it, and it was urine, you know? And so they were just,
oh my God.
Yeah, they were just disgusting. And so, you know, for, you know, people to have to deal with that kind of, you know, hatred, you know, as they're trying to pursue their careers and make people happy, you know, you have to deal with all this at the same time. You know, so Michael was just saying, thank you for enduring, you know, all of that that you went through, and you opened up doors for us that now we can just walk through. You know, and it was so hard for him to get through those doors, but now he's opened them up, and now, you know, people like us can just walk through and share our gifts and be respected for our talents, and has nothing to do with who we are on the outside, but all about who we are on the inside. So it was beautiful.
Mm.
And then
right.
before
beautiful words.
Then, yes, and so then before that, I played Midnight Star, because tomorrow we celebrate the Sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Don Fleming and myself, Wardell Potts Jr. So, you know, hang out with us as we celebrate that. So I wanted to just give you guys a taste of that music, even though Don just finished playing Shalimar, so... And at the top of
you're gonna hold me against that.
Yeah, and then at the top of the block, I started off with my brother Steve Arrington, "Weak at the Knees." Ooh, that is so funky. My goodness gracious! And so there you go. That is it, my brother. And thank you for the opportunity.
Well, man. Hey, not a problem. I appreciate you doing what you do. And because I had to step away and do a couple of things, I got a little project I'm working on. But yeah, man, I appreciate that block, man. I mean, it brings a lot of perspective. You know, there's that word again, perspective, as far as artists and what, especially Black artists, what they went through back in the day. You know, and I think, you know, a lot of these artists today, they take it for granted. I believe because of some of the content, you know, you're free to express yourself. You're free to say whatever you want to say on these records. I get it. I just think there has to be some level of consciousness and understanding. Again, I know I don't want to feel like I'm laying the burden of the civil rights movement on Cardi B's shoulders. No, I'm just saying that there should be some level of balance and understanding. Look, when we bring this music out, it's going to be out to the masses. It's going to, you know, I don't want to feel like the music is a caricature of who they think we are, you know. And again, but anyway, we got about an hour left of the show. Again, I can talk your head off on this subject. I know. I appreciate you hanging out with me and everything. Check me out every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I got to play one of my favorite songs. Of course, we had Paul Lawrence on the show last year. Got to get him back on. What a cool brother. One of the super producer, worked with Kashif. And, of course, he was a part of that whole Hush sound with like the Melba Moores and the Lilo Thomas and Melissa Morgan. But speaking of Melba Moore, let's take it back to 1984 from her Living for Your Love album, Never Say Never album. This is called Keeping My Lover Satisfied. I can't even say the word, Wardell. Jesus, what is wrong with me? You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from the late, great Michael Wyckoff. Of course, that was Looking Up to You from 1982. Of course, I had to hook that one up. Rest in peace to Michael Wyckoff. And before that, Wardell had popped in a little Michael Jackson from the Invincible album. Of course, You Rock My World. I love that. I love that song, man. I loved the beginning of the album when he's talking to Chris Tucker, and you hear that deep voice. Michael Jackson has, like, this deep voice, and he's like, "Hey, Chris, I could get her."
"What, man? You can't get her. You mean her?"
"Yeah, Chris, I can get her." Like, is that Michael Jackson talking like that? I love that. You Rock My World, of course, from 2001. Rest in peace to MJ, the King of Pop, and, of course, started off the block from 1984 from the Never Say Never album produced by Paul Lawrence. Of course, that is Melba Moore, Keeping My Lover Satisfied. We got about another 43 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Make sure you go to WardellPodsJr.com or Solar Records Radio. .com if you want to donate to the show and get some cool merchandise, some Solar Records Radio hats, a mug, maybe a t-shirt. You might get a t-shirt. But just supporting the show. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And also, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. We've got about another 42 minutes left. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am a big fan of this brother, especially when he went solo. Of course, he's a member. He was a member of Confunction. Actually, he still is a member of Confunction. This is from 1989. This is, of course, Coop. We call him Michael Cooper. The name of the song is called Over and Over. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Wow. You brought out some Christmas music. That is amazing. Oh, man. I love, and plus, I love that song. That's Alexander O'Neill from 1988. My gift to you. Before that, man, you hooked that up. You hooked that up.
You like that one, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And before that, from 1979, music from Cameo, I had to hook that one up. That is Sparkle. That was from your stash, Wardell. And, of course, started off the block, I had to hook up a classic from Michael Cooper, Over and Over. From 1989, of course, that was just, well, you already got me, you got me ready for some Christmas music already, man.
Yeah, well, it cracked me up when I hear radio stations do that. I go, man, they're just rushing it. They're rushing it. And now I'm going to beat them all to it. I'm going to beat them all to it now.
As you should. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got about another 26 minutes left for the show. Of course, Don Fleming, Wardell Fox Jr. hanging out. Guys, want to remind you, tomorrow it is Friday. You know what Friday means? That means we are kicking off the weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar, Solar Records, the artists, the music, the wrestling, the fights in the break room, all that good stuff. And you never know who's going to call in and hang out with us. So make sure you guys tune in from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before you do that, tonight it's part three of our triple header on Thursdays. Tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, check out Goldie Mac and Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapjack. A lot of great funk music and a lot of great hip-hop tonight, so make sure you guys tune in and hang out. But man, I got some jams for you right quick. I got a 90s block for you. I got a 90s block.
Okay.
And one of my all-time favorites from 1991 going into 1992, I was a big fan of the movie Strictly Business. Of course, if you guys remember Strictly Business, had the gentleman brother by the name of Joseph Phillips. You had Tommy Davidson in the movie. Oh, and not only that, it was a great soundtrack. It was a great soundtrack. And, you know, it was, you know, when you talk about early 90s soundtrack, movie soundtracks, of course, you talk about Waiting in Hell. You talk about The Bodyguard. You talk about Boomerang. Sometimes New Jack City might be in the conversation. But I'm going to just be honest with you. Strictly Business should be in that conversation. In my humble opinion, because that was a great album. You had Stephanie Mills. You had Big Daddy Kane was on that that album. So, but this gentleman right here, of course, this brother was to me, he personified what New Jack Swing was. From the Strictly Business soundtrack, this is music from Jeff Redd, which you hear in the background, from 1991, early 1992. This is called You Called and Told Me. You guys keep it locked right here because guess what? It is Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. Hey, Wardell, let's go, man. Let's do this.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Happening on my you all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than us, a little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you,
sweetie. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. Dear mama.
Man, you gave me a little hip hop from that block, man. You put a little hip hop in there.
I tried to keep it in the 90s.
Hey, it's all good. Of course, that is, you know, that's amazing. Of course, every time I hear that song, of course, you know, I think about my mother. And, you know, of course, Tupac.
Of course.
And it was Tupac from the not mistaken, I want to say that was the Me Against the World album from 1995, Dear Mama. And wow, that is amazing. And of course, before that, I had to hook up Little Horace Brown from 1995, One for the Money. And of course, started off the block, Just Red, You Called and Told Me. 9 minutes left of the show. Going to wrap it up for us. But, man, coming up next again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack tonight.
Goldie.
And for the next. Yeah, Goldie is coming up next. So that's the triple threat of Thursdays, man. What a day today. Had a full plate. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All
yes, good.
Sir. We do what we do. And that's awesome.
Man.
I love it. I love it. I'm so grateful.
Any final thoughts, man? Because I want to give you the pole position to play in the last song. So, you know, you graced and hung out with me the whole show. I really appreciate it because I had to do a couple of things. A project I'm working on. But I really appreciate you hanging out with me the whole show. You didn't have to do it, but you did. So I appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you so much. You know, so I will do that. Is there anything else you want to say before?
No, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you can't catch us live, you definitely go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Check out the playback and, you know, add your input, man. We love to hear from you. We love to get everyone's feedback, positive, negative, doesn't matter. Want to expand, I think we're going to set up a Twitter page. You never know. Just trying to expand social media a little bit and kind of just get out there for the people. And in 2021, hopefully by the end, or we're coming up at the end of 2021 because he was playing Christmas music, so I know we're close. Hopefully we can get a couple of great interviews in before the year. But I definitely want to say, if God gives me breath for 2022, we're going to have a great lineup of guests calling in the show. And again, there's only big and better things for Solar Records Radio. So make sure you guys tune in. Wardell, take it away.
Well, all right. Well, guys, we do appreciate you, and we thank you for everything that you do for us here at Solar Records Radio. We just also want to remind you that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so,
yes,
you know, we
yes.
would love, you know, we want to make sure our sisters around the world, you know, just get your checkup. You know, just my cousin, I just found out that my cousin has breast cancer, and she caught it really early. And it's just so ironic
mm-hmm.
that this would
Thank
happen,
God.
Right?
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, but anyway, guys, God bless you all. And just you ladies, to please take care of yourselves. And brothers, you know, if you know, they affect us, right? You know, we don't,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we get breast cancer too. That's the strangest thing, that men
yep.
get breast cancer. They don't talk about it. But, you know, we all need to make sure that we do our due and just take care of ourselves, you know, check in and make sure everything's good. So, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you. And we just ask God to protect you throughout the rest of this week. And thanks for tuning in and being a part of Solar Records Radio. Thanks, Don Fleming, for being a blessing to us. And we hope you enjoyed yourself. And we got another show coming up shortly right after this. So thanks so much for being a part. And we're up and out of here. God bless you guys. Take care.
Tell me, are you here like a poolside chair?